Hello, and welcome back to the Keeping It Real Estate podcast with Team Bober. I am your co-host, Chris Bober.
And I'm Jen Bober. Happy spring!
And together we form Team Bober here at Nebraska Realty. And we have this podcast because we like to educate and empower people to make great decisions in the real estate world. Now today we're going to talk about the benefits of using a buyer's agent. And more specifically, the benefits of using Team Bober as your buyer's agent,
yep.
Right? And before we get started, I just want to give a little reminder out there. So if you're listening to this in your podcast device, please click the subscribe button. That helps our numbers, helps get our word out, and you get notified of every new episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, right down there is a subscribe button. Again, more subscribers mean more ability to get our word out there and share what we do. And if you're on any social media, our handle is at Team Bober. So just be sure to like our page, comment, retweet, double tap that heart to get that heart and that
all
like.
All the things
that they do out there. We're not up on all of them, but we put our stuff out there. We love if you support us. And of course, if you have any questions, you can reach out and feel free to share any of this stuff we put out here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about a buyer's agent today,
yep.
Right? Very, very important. And, you know, here at Team Bober, you know, you get both of us. You know, I'm very analytical.
Yep.
And Jen is very aesthetic, right? So you get the perfect
combination.
Perfect combination of two people, very vastly different, but with this common goal of serving our clients. Yeah. And today we're talking about how we help people buy real estate, mm-hmm. right? More specifically, houses, yep. right? You know, there's other things to buy, but we're talking about houses today and the process of buying a house and why you should use us. Now, what we've done, because we have a system, mm-hmm. We have a program that we call our VIP buyers program,
yeah.
right? Very important people. And it just is more of like a guideline of how we choose our clients and how they choose us.
Well, I think there's such an importance. You got to have a process and a structure of walking people through it. And so we work very hard at that.
Yeah. Okay. And to be a part of our VIP buyer program, we have three requirements. So the first thing is you have to go get pre-approved. Right,
there very important.
Really
talk
is
to
not
your lender.
Not a reason to go out and look for houses unless you know how much you can afford.
Yeah.
So we don't do that part, but we have people recommend. The second part is our buyer consultation, and we'll go into that a little bit more. But we do require that we sit down and have a conversation face to face and come up with a game plan. And then the third thing is, you know, you got to hire us, right? You have to commit to us so that we can commit to you to take you through a great process, but sometimes very strenuous.
Yeah.
It can be fast and furious. It can be slow and drug out. Mm-hmm. But we want to commit to you as much as we would like to ask you to commit to us. So now in talking about, you know, so that's our VIP buyer program and that we put our buyers into and really focus in on that. But in order to understand kind of the benefits of what we do, what we'd like to talk to you about today is kind of the different phases of purchasing a home.
Yeah.
Right. And within each of those phases, we're going to explain the benefits of what we do and why an agent is important mm-hmm. to use as a buyer's agent. Okay. Now, the first phase is what I call the discovery phase.
Yep.
Right. And this is kind of the get to know you phase. And within this part is when you would reach out to a realtor or people like us. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're going to have questions for you, right? Yep. We're going to recommend go get pre-approved. We have lenders we can recommend. We don't do the financing part. But
and I think it's important too, like not every lender has the same programs or does the same things. And we have a lot of experience with working with lots of different lenders, so we can help navigate or understand even the best approach to that, you know, and just share our knowledge.
Yes, but there is a lot of stuff that has to get done in this phase because what we're ideally trying to do is to come up with a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, I think sometimes they think like, hey, I found a house, go let me in the door. Now, write an offer, okay, I just bought a house. But in order to do it as efficiently as possible, there are things we want to do within that process. You know, so Jen, tell me about, and I'm going to let Jen explain this because, again, this is her strength. Her strength is listening way better than me. But it's so important to ask questions. Tell me about some of the questions we ask.
Well, you just want to understand motivation, timing. You know, before you even get to how many bedrooms in what location. So there's understanding each client's situation, and that's going to vary greatly. Their motivators, the things of why they want to move. So those are something that's really important to know, because sometimes through the process, you've got to come back to what the motivation was, because so many things can happen in a real estate transaction. But if out of the gate, we can all understand what that is, the priority and things, then we're on the same page to start, and then we kind of move forward with that common mindset.
Yeah. And what we're talking about here is our, we call it our buyer counseling session.
Yeah.
And as you can see, we have a questionnaire that we bring to this, and we want to know your motivations for moving. Yep. We want to know your timeline.
Timeline is a big one.
We want to know about your financing, and we have a lot of questions, and the benefit of using people like us is that we're trying to develop a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, we want to invest in this process as much as you do.
Yeah.
So that we know why you're doing it. We know exactly where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. But the thing that, you know, Jen is so good at the questions, and we do this together, just so you know, we actually go together and sit down with our clients. But what I like to then explain is the process.
Yeah.
Right. Again, there is a definite timeline of of certain steps that needed to happen. And I have a great little thing to write that we provide our clients here. It's called the purchasing pathway. And the benefit of using us is that we are going to explain the process to you.
Yeah.
Right? We want you as the client to know what to expect. And there's a lot of variables out there, but if you follow a specific guideline and a path to get to where you want to go, it makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So obviously that appointment's a big part. We want to determine your purchase parameters,
yeah,
which we'll do at that meeting, not only in terms of what you can afford, but also where you do or don't want to be located, the style of home, the amenities you like. Mm-hmm. You might need a bigger garage. You might need a bigger yard. You might want to finished basement, whatever those things are, we're going to be putting that together. And then, of course, you know, the pre-approval is a big part, and there's steps that go along there. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. Can we give this to our clients?
Yeah.
To kind of know what to
refer
happen
to. It can feel like a lot coming at you in that initial meeting. Mm-hmm. So it's good to send people away with a little bit of something they can go back to and refer to. So
yeah. And another thing we help do is manage expectations.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we could say in this real estate world that things are going to go in a straight line, but sometimes they go a little sideways.
Yeah, it's not always linear.
Our experience will help them kind of know that things are going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of this game plan phase. And we want to come out of that meeting is basically with the game plan. Mm-hmm. And we want to know, okay, here's what they want. Here's where they want to be. Here's how they want to do it. And the next part becomes, like, I call it the search phase.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually the funnest part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Is the looking for homes.
Yeah.
And going out and finding them. This is a big thing because there's a process to this.
Right.
And what we will do is we'll help you get set up as a buyer on a search within our MLS. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people love to look at the Zillows and Redfins and places like that out there. And those are great.
And that's okay. You know.
They have placement. They do that. However, they're not really bound to be accurate.
Yeah.
Where within our MLS, we'll set you up on a real-time search. So you get real-time notifications when properties come on the market, when they go under contract, and when they're sold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the third-party sites, they're not bound by laws and regulations like we are as realtors.
The other thing is they're not always accurate because the information doesn't syndicate out to them as quick, or people aren't updating it. So, you know, we're not naive. We know that's where some people are finding homes. And so we always just tell our clients, if you see something, immediately send us the address and we'll go into the MLS and find out the real story and a much deeper dive on the data and stuff like that.
And we do set people up to get those notifications
through the MLS
as well. So that's definitely a part of it. Mm-hmm. And remember, we have a game plan. Like, one of the things that we like to tell our clients to do is, before you want to call us, we'll go see it, is to actually go drive by it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a big deal, especially if you have a long list of houses you want to see. About half of them, the buyer drives up there like, okay, I don't want to see this house.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's best to go and see that yourself. But then we'll take you on the tours, mm-hmm, right? Like, we have different ways of doing this. We'll pick a Saturday morning or a Thursday afternoon or evening, mm-hmm, and we'll go through. And the benefit of using an agent is we have access,
yeah,
to properties. We communicate with the other agents about scheduling a showing. And it's a little bit of an art to try to put that together and get you in the right direction, besides going from here to here, then back to here.
It's a little mental gymnastics putting together showings. I don't think people realize that, but there's a lot of moving parts. And in the real estate, you know, environment today, it can change in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm,
something can go under contract. And so we understand all that timing and the process, and that's what we get to go do for our clients, where they can then just go worry about their family or their job or whatever.
Yeah, and as agents, we get those notifications. If, mm-hmm, something goes under contract or there's something that changes.
Yeah.
But talk about a little bit about actually taking people out to show their, like, what's the benefit of having a realtor with you when you go and look at houses?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I've learned over the years is just that all the experience we've gained over the years, mm-hmm, where you almost even know when you look at an address kind of what you're going to expect. So I guess to answer your question, you bring such a wealth of knowledge because, mm-hmm, you've done it for so long. And so getting there, I think obviously access in, but I think more so than that is just knowing the things to look for when you're showing a house and what are really great selling points and what are things to maybe consider that aren't, and just the knowledge of the home and things like that. So,
and sometimes Jen and I get to do it together, and we actually look at the house.
Not enough, but yeah.
Very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Jen walks in, it's like, oh my gosh, look at this fireplace. I'm like, look at that crack up there in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, that brings up another point, a benefit of using an agent is that we have access to all the disclosures.
Yeah.
Right? So when someone lists a house with an agent, they do have to fill out a property disclosure, so we can pull that ahead of time and really look through it for any problem areas. We can communicate with the other agent to maybe learn some of the seller's motivations or their timelines, any special circumstances. And that really helps when it comes to submitting offers, right?
Yeah.
So we go take buyers through. We help them based upon our knowledge and our relationship with them. We help kind of guide them to their decision of which house they want to make an offer on. And then, of course, we take them through that, right? A purchase agreement is about 11 pages these days. And we help negotiate and structure that sale and that offer so that we get the most, the best results, right? Whether it's what they can afford, how much they're going to put down, whether it asks for an inspection, a warranty, rate on inspection, all of those things. We help navigate that process, which definitely you need a professional to do that.
Yeah. The paperwork can be a little overwhelming, but it isn't for us. But, you know, someone trying to navigate that on their own would be.
And also the benefit of using a buyer's agent is then we're, of course, your fiduciary.
Yep.
We act on your behalf. We help you with the paperwork. We have electronic ways of doing it quick. We'll sit down in person, and then we will submit it to the agent, collect all the information and submit it, and then we'll kind of babysit it for you.
Yeah.
Right? Until we get a decision on whether or not they accept your offer. So all things go through. Sometimes you have to take several swings at it. With a property or suburb properties to get one accepted. But then we get it accepted, right? And the listing agent goes out there with this little writer that says sold on it.
Well, it's not really sold yet.
But... yeah, just so you know, the property isn't sold until we hand you the keys.
Under contract.
At closing. So this starts a new period. This is the escrow period. And so many times with buyers, they're like, okay, we got it. We got the house. But there is a lot of work that goes on between the property under contract or pending to closing day.
Absolutely. And this is the part I think is the kind of the behind the curtain work that all agents do. That's the bulk of it. And it's the transaction management piece of it. And so there is things that need to be met and boxes that need to be checked, so to speak, from contract to close. And Chris and I do the lion's share of that, but you help too. We really like to function in, yes, we have our defined roles as a team, Team Bober, but we also can pick up or help where needed, when needed. But the transaction management piece is a big one. A lot of moving parts. There's on average, I think, 9 people that touch every transaction. That's 9 ways of doing business, 9 different set of policies and procedures. So,
and by 9 people, she means like, of course, you have the agents, you have the clients on each side.
Buyer, seller, buyer's agent, seller's agent, typically.
You have an inspector.
Inspector,
right?
Lender.
Termite inspector, lender, appraiser. All these people have to be, as
managed.
Jen says, herding cats.
Yeah.
And what Jen does specifically, Jen is our transaction coordinator, does an amazing job at this. But we have a system of how we deal with that. And it comes with basically staying in front of it, right? Would you say that, you know, we get a property under contract at least once a week, you're touching the file to check it with the lender and
twice,
all of them?
Yeah. Yeah, twice a week, you're touching the file, making sure everybody's doing their part, herding the cats. It's actually kind of fun. And it's been great because over the years, I've developed some good relationships with people in these industries. And so that's been nice too, I think, just...
And that's a huge benefit of working with us, honestly, having Jen do that, because as you know, we treat every client like they're our only client, but we have usually several clients. So having 2 people to do that helps manage it better. Now, when it comes to the escrow phase, what I want to talk about is there's usually a couple hurdles that you have to get through. Like when you submit an offer and it gets accepted, within that offer, there's usually conditions and contingencies that have to be satisfied or met. And the 2 big ones that come up a lot, and I call them the stop signs because you have to stop and deal with them or you can't get to closing. The 2 of them are, first and foremost, the inspection. Now, in Nebraska, we've changed recently. What we have is we usually have an inspection period. mm-hmm. right? And that's it's set at 14 days, although it's negotiable, but usually it's 14 days for the buyer to have any and all inspections they want to do. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do, especially Jen, she will help you set up an inspection, a home inspection, and then the inspector will go in there and then we'll show up with the buyers and help them understand what the inspector found in the house, mm-hmm. right? This, how everything works, if there's any defects, if there's any safety issues, any structural issues, and then we help negotiate a solution for that, yeah. right? You can either take it like it is, you can totally reject it and void the contract, and most of the time it's somewhere in the middle. Okay. Like, hey, we will remove this inspection contingency if you fix A, B, and C.
Yep.
So that part of the negotiation process is something that we handle there. That's mm-hmm. a huge part of what we do. The other thing that stop sign that comes up, and just on the inspection part, is all parties have to agree to a solution. Mm-hmm. So the seller and the buyers have to agree on whether or not there's going to be repairs. If we don't find a solution, then the contract is voided and it goes away. So we don't want that to happen, but we also want to advocate for our clients mm-hmm. for what they need. The next one comes up is the appraisal, right? So the way an appraisal works is if there's any sort of financing, a bank will want to appraise the property. They'll put it into like this little kind of portal, and it gets assigned to an appraiser. They'll call us and schedule to go to the house, and they'll go through and they'll do measurements, and they'll do the appraisal process, and they'll come up with what they think is its value. And then the lender will lend a percentage of whatever your financing says off of the appraised value. So most contracts are conditional upon financing, and a big part of financing is the appraisal.
The appraisal.
So if someone buys a property for $100,000, and they're putting 20% down, the bank's gonna lend them 80% mm-hmm. of $100,000 of the $100,000 value. Now, sometimes what happens is that appraisal comes in below the purchase price. Well, then we have to go through somewhat of a renegotiation
yeah.
because now the banks, if it comes in at $90,000, they're gonna lend you 80% of $90,000, mm-hmm. right? Not the $100,000. That's another hurdle and stop sign we have to help you get through to find a solution in there. That's another reason why you need people with experience who've had to do that. Yeah. It's not an easy process yeah. and deals have fallen apart.
Yeah, and I think too, we always talk about that piece of it with buyers and sellers, quite frankly, yeah. Early on in our relationship, because it usually is going to be a part of it. And so you want to kind of set that tone and understand, mm-hmm. help them understand this could be a thing and it's not the end of the world, but you know, it is something that will guide you through.
It is definitely a protective measure.
Yeah, the buyer it is. Yeah.
Well, mostly for the lenders, but it does protect the buyers a little bit from kind of overpurchasing.
Yeah.
Right. There's situations where a seller won't move off it or a buyer can't come up with more money. It could be a million different things mm-hmm. that could happen in there, but having people who do this a lot, like us, we go and advocate for our clients to do that. And like you said, it's an education process and it starts from how you craft your offer, mm-hmm. you know, how you manage and set those expectations. And then, of course, having agents who are in the field, in the market to understand that we could potentially get a low appraisal or whatever it might mm-hmm. be. So again, as we go through this, you know, we'll go through the escrow phase. And if we do our job right, you know, then we get to hand you the keys at closing day. And you sign a thick wad of paperwork and you own a house. And then we take pictures and put them on Instagram and have fun with that. But, you know, as you go through that process, every step of the way, having a partner, a buyer's agent, specifically Team Bober as your buyer's agent is such a benefit because we are representing you. We're mm-hmm. advocating for you. We are bound by a lot of rules and regulations of how we can do business. We have to be ethical. We have to be honest. We have to be timely. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend everyone, mm-hmm. you know, can you purchase a house without a realtor?
Well, yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But you can also go to court without a lawyer.
Right.
Right. I wouldn't recommend that.
Right.
We are there to represent you. And it's such a benefit. So that is kind of in a nutshell, mm-hmm. the benefits of using a buyer's agent, especially Team Bober as your buyer's agent. Anything else to kind of comment on, Jen?
No. We love doing it. It's a blast. But it's also our profession. And so we take that serious and want to treat it that way.
Well, I guess the last thing I'll say is that, you know, before we close, to know that in most typical situations, the buyers find us and we help them find the property. It's with another realtor and we go down this path and it's work, but it's fun.
Yeah.
There are a couple situations that come up where you still can use a buyer's agent.
Yeah.
Right. And one of those would be, I would say, a for sale by owner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. a lot of times, sellers get in their head that they don't want to have someone represent them, so they'll put their house a sign out there. It's usually a really poorly written sign, and it's got their name and instead of a professional sign, it's written in like Sharpie.
Yeah.
And it blows away and falls down, and so people will find that because they can put that on Zillow themselves or wherever, and they'll call us. And when we get hired by our buyers, we say, if you see anything for sale, don't call the owner, don't call the listing agent, call us.
And we've been in we do a handful of those each year where we represent a buyer and they fall in love with a for sale by owner home, and we don't ever want to come between a client and their dream home. But I would say 98% of the time, we end up working through those transactions, and in the end, the seller is usually pretty grateful to have had us.
Absolutely.
They'll thank you in the end because we do bring the professionalism, even though they kind of didn't see the value of a realtor and listing their home, they usually are pretty grateful on the other end.
And most of the time, the seller will pay the commission that usually a seller will pay to the listing agent, who then pays the buyer's agent.
Yeah.
So that's a great situation where we do help people for sale by owners. Mm-hmm. Another one is new construction. Just a heads up to you guys. If you go to open houses or to new construction, or you call a new construction company and you get an agent, that agent represents the seller.
Yeah.
That is their client. You still have the ability to have a buyer's agent represent you. And you can do that, but you got to be very careful because several times if your first point of contact is with that agent who represents the builder, whether it's at an open house or just a phone call, they see that as grounds to now they don't get to be represented. It's not right. So so you know, when you're looking in new construction, we still help people. We put a lot of people in new construction houses.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of value for us in a new construction process, helping you guide you through that. But you can't go out there and initiate contact with a builder and never sign anything, never sign up for anything. Because the small print on there a lot of times says that you are giving up your right to be represented by a buyer's agent.
Yeah.
That's just a little heads up.
And you really need to proceed with caution, even when you're online, because there are now some websites that they're going to make you fill out like your name and email before they allow you to click into the see information on a particular home. And actually what we're finding, and it's happened to a few agents recently, by doing that, you're now signing away your right to be represented by the agent you've been working with for a month already or whatever.
Yeah.
It is tricky. And, we're held by a code of ethics to not be confusing to the public as agents. And so, I don't know. It's just something to be aware of.
Absolutely. And so if you have any questions, of course, a buyer's agent, call us. We will be the point of contact. That way we can help defend you in a situation, help represent you to, fulfill your needs rather than the agent on the other side, who I'm sure is a great agent, but they work for the seller. They work for the builder. Their rights and their interest is in protecting them, not protecting you as a buyer. So those are a couple situations come up where you definitely need a buyer's agent, even though the other side might tell you you don't. Anyway, we really appreciate you joining us here today. We want to continue to put out great information, really to educate and empower you to make great decisions in real estate. One great decision would be to call us and let us help you do that. Again, reminder, if you're watching this on YouTube, click the little button down there. Any of our social medias, at Team Bober is our handle. Like, reshare, retweet, do all that fun stuff. Send us comments, send us questions, send us referrals. That'd be the best thing to do. And of course, you're listening to this on a podcast, subscribe too. So again, this is Chris.
And Jen.
And Jen Bober with Team Bober at Nebraska Realty, telling you about the benefits of using Team Bober as your buyer's agent. We would love to help you out, so reach out anytime.